Welcome to Scale with Virtual Assistants, where we explore how to get support from virtual assistants so that you can grow your business and have a life.
Welcome, everyone. Today, I am joined by the amazing Joey. Not only is he a serial entrepreneur, but he's also an avid cyclist. He did 200 kilometers on the weekend, the crazy man, and he actually helped me get set up with all my indoor cycling. So, welcome, Joey. So, Joey, you own and run a consulting business called Top V that consults to the construction industry, helping them save money so they can get more tenders. But share with us a little bit, what that does that mean?
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much, Carmen, for twisting my arm to come to this interview. Nah, just kidding. Well, Top V Takeoffs, right? We provide around this practice consulting and advice in if creating efficiencies in tendering departments or estimating department for every companies that we work with. So from small to medium, even to large scale clients, we actually assist them. Biggest project that we help out, just to give you an idea, from A to level building into actually to a domestic house units. So from commercial to domestic, we are assisting tradies and builders quantify the materials and labor, depending on what their requirement is, so they can put their tenders.
Awesome, awesome. And so the reason I've invited Joey on today is, one, he's a cool person and I wanted to talk to him. Second, is that Joey has an amazing team in the Philippines. And he's also from the Philippines himself. He is living in Melbourne, Australia now. But I thought, Joey, you'd have a really interesting perspective on you know, the value of teams in the Philippines. But before we get to that, Joey, we had a bit of a chat earlier today about what we call our teams in the Philippines. So this podcast is called Scale with Virtual Assistants. And we use the term virtual assistants because in our marketing, because that's the term that people are often, you know, looking for. What do you call your team?
Awesome. Very simple. TE. Okay. TE stands for technical engineers or techies, right? Now they're going to be called Top V engineers, because our team of people are professionals who have accomplished their studies in engineering background. And some are on the space of multiple years experience already. Some are in 15 years experience in industry. Some are actually intern, shall we say. So we create that space for them to thrive in and get to understand the industry standard or difference as well with different countries like US or yes, here in Australia. So we got different clients in multiple countries already in interstate. So how we turn around this whole team of engineers assisting tradies and builders here in Australia to get more of that efficiency, we ensure that top talent, keep top talent, and actually attract top talent as well. To keep assisting and keep up to date on what's happening in the industry out there.
Yes.
Amazing.
So Top V engineers, it's a bit more fancy than virtual assistant. So let's go with that for the rest of the podcast. So one of the questions people ask me is, you know, if I get a team member in the Philippines, what can they do for me? And I know that your team do some really specific functions. So could you share with everyone what your team does for you and your business?
Well, let's circle back a little bit on some background, right? My background is engineering. So I graduated from MIT in the Philippines. So electrical engineering. So it's very close to my heart being in the industry in a new market, or shall we say, a different different standards, different in this landscape, shall we say, right?
Yes.
But it's the same concept, same principles, that applies universal principles like physics, trigonometry, all of these things, right? So that's why we have these engineers. Now, what are the roles that engineers actually call it? So, let me use the term, which is the QBR from the book Clockwork. So, queen bee role of the main of our business is actually to generate this eggs, right? Shall we say? So the queen bee role, okay, of our business in here, which is actually work with this colony, or shall we say, team of 10 engineers together with me and my wife, who's actually running the business. So the key aspect that we do is we do the quantity takeoff of the materials and labor to ensure that our clients be able to maximize the time and the opportunity of putting out more tenders to win more jobs. And we also, aside from the quantity takeoff, we analyze the project itself if there are some opportunities for value management. Since we have that background, that engineering experience and industry experience, so we also have some team of people, part of the team are actually part of existing companies that we engage them on consulting basis.
Yes.
So that is a good way to keep up to date to where we are serving the market of construction space.
Fantastic. And so what I love about that is that when people come to us asking for support from people in the Philippines, it comes in two main categories. There are the business owners who are looking for, you know, marketing support to get those leads in. And then there are the businesses that are more established like yourself who are looking for support around that operational capability, which is, it sounds that's where your team are really supporting you, so that, you know, because you're really great at attracting new business, as you attract new business that you can scale and get that support with that the operation side of it.
Agree. Correct. Yeah. And just to put that in perspective, so when we started the business, when the business take off, right, after 6 months, the demand of work or the solution that we provide had required us to grow from husband and wife business to become now to a team. And now we are acting, or, I mean, portion of the business, we're still part of the operation, but we're acting now as a shareholder, not just we're the one doing the work. And what I really like about this, what we created here, is that it creates opportunity for everyone. Mm-hmm. Creates opportunity for locals and also for overseas talents.
Yes.
By the way, just we have talents in Philippines. We also have talents in India.
Yeah. Amazing. You've got a team around the world. So, Joey, one of the questions I get asked by people is, how do I communicate with my team in the Philippines? And people have heard me answer that myself, but I want to know your answer. How do you communicate with your team?
Oh, interesting. Well, I'd love to hear how you actually do that too. But what we do here is we actually use Basecamp.
Yes.
I'm sure if you've come across it, but Basecamp is a good system for us to communicate even on different time zones. And obviously we know that there's a different, and right now it's 3 hours. We're 3 hours ahead of the Philippines.
Yes.
Now our people are actually going to start working on a certain time, right? And how we keep everyone up to date, there's always a check-in after the working hours. So we're not really focused on how much time they spent on the work. We're looking at the quality of the work that they're done. But because we're not going to be there to always watch on their shoulders. And we don't want that kind of culture. We want people to actually, this is the job, this is the opportunity we're looking at. Okay, and then we execute on this. Now, and you mentioned that, right? I think one thing that's very good that you mentioned, because our people is actually measured on their own KPIs.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever their output is actually what they get compensated for. So yeah. If you are more laid back and you are, but let's say the quality of work is at this phase that you are, that's okay, right? And they are actually more efficient. I mean, which is, there's a different, dynamics on every person's workability. But and how we make sure is we don't watch their shoulders and they just execute. Okay, they just execute what we need to get done. It's all there. We still use email. Obviously, there are files that we still upload online or in a drive. But primarily, it's Basecamp.
Beautiful. So you've got Basecamp, which is a sophisticated project management tool. Also, you've got the daily check-ins, and you've got a really clear understanding of your team are clear on what's expected and then report against that expectation, which is fantastic. I agree. Like, looking over people's shoulders, not only is it not practical in this scenario, but I just don't think it's the way to go. You're not going to really get, a team that want to stay with you then. So that's really amazing. And so, Joey, I know that you spoke to me about culture and building a team culture. So do you want to share with me some of your wisdom around how people can build a culture when people are, spread around the world?
Well, correct. Right. So one thing that's, a challenge is how can you build that constant, inspiration and motivation on the team to feel that there's a bigger part of that they play in here, because they're overseas. So yes. They wouldn't see. So we always have this at least daily check-ins, right? And then we celebrate, we do kudos, right, on every time that they accomplish the job. And we all also showcase them, showcase what they've done. If that's actually an 80-level building they were part of, they have to see it in a way. I mean, there's so many ways that we can show it. But in Basecamp, there's this campfire. So there's a chat portion of that, and we can actually just do exchanges. On a certain project, whoever people who's actually involved in that project, we have that conversation going on. And on the headquarter portion of the business or that base camp, so we have this channel. Everyone is cascaded that information. So we communicate across what has to be like an everyday, because I like creating or putting out the, memes, okay?
Yes.
Memes are very important because people get to feel that, okay, this is where we are, and just very personal in a way that they understand who am I, who they're working with, and bigger part of the culture. And we all also communicate on what have you done on the weekend. It's not just about work. We want to make sure that people actually, right?
Yes.
Get your time off. Okay. Once you're back, you're ready for actually, okay, let's keep the fire burning in that base camp.
Yeah, that's amazing. And so, Joey, you've been on an amazing journey over the last 4 years. You've gone from a husband and wife team to having an international team where you guys are the shareholders and not the people actually doing the operations anymore. And you've built this amazing international team. What have you learned about yourself in this process?
Well, I think I mentioned that already. It's about creating jobs for people, right? Is the most rewarding job of all. That's always going to be part of my credo, right?
Yes.
And because when you empower people, you tap their capabilities, their skill set, you enrich their lives in one shape or form. And now these people would love the company itself that actually gives that.
Mm.
So that's really the critical thing that I've learned, okay? I mean, as a business owner, don't create a job or just don't create a job for yourself. Don't be selfish, shall we say, right? Mm-hmm. You got to give that. Because if you're going to be stingy about everything. How can your business flourish? We only have, all of us actually has the same 24 hours a day. And how much time do we put in? Most business owners who actually start a business, I've gone through that. And it's like a, what do you call that? Oh, I worked 80 hours this week. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I mean, it's like I felt that thing, right? Everyone, oh, you work so hard. And it's like, I felt like I get a medallion. But you know what? It's good to do that when you're cycling, right?
Yes.
When you do that 16-hour or, I did 18 hours, 8.5 hours actually do the Everesting, right? 10,000 meter elevation cycling challenge for raising mental health awareness. Mm. But on our business, I think that is actually, what I call that. It's somehow a disease that we should not really even be embracing, shall we say. There are means that we can actually give jobs, and in a way that will free ourselves. I like even the intro. I really loved your intro here. We get our life when we actually improve someone else's lives. So, and I think I forgot to mention in terms in, oh, go ahead. I mean, you know what? I'll wait for your next question. Thank you.
I love what you shared about how scaling is you know, an opportunity to give to other people. And so by not scaling, maybe you're not providing those opportunities. So I think that's a really interesting way to see things. And I know in my business, sometimes like there's these big boys I should call, these hard things I should do or whatever. And I'm like, oh, but I don't want to really do it. I'm a bit uncomfortable. But I do it because I'm like, okay, well, I want to grow my business. I want to provide more opportunities for people, you know, to have jobs, both in Australia. We've just hired someone in the UK and, you know, we've got a team of 82 people in the Philippines as well. Like, let's double it. Let's triple it. Let's provide more opportunities. So it sort of gives me that strength to do those things. So I completely see where you're coming from. So, Joey, I'd love for you to share there's people listening who are thinking about getting a virtual assistant maybe. What is your secret to success about how you've grown your business and you've grown your international team?
Okay. Well, that's a very big question, Carolyn. Okay. I think level of success is very different in every person, okay, in terms in there's different measures that we can call it. But I think the secret to our success is I'll call it out again, okay? The clockwork system, right?
Yeah.
If you can actually get out, okay, take a couple of weeks vacation, and then your business is not dependent on you, I think that's a secret of success.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not that you're working to fire yourself, actually. It's so hard that everyone would tend to accept, right? But the success of most businesses can actually flourish, and amazingly how we can see that it's executing without moving a finger. Or even a phone call. There's a fire you need to put off, right?
Yes.
So, I think that's one of the key things is we can give time to ourselves and to our family, and in enriching lives. Going back again to what value this people get out of it. So they're attracted because of the flexibility of their work and the experience that they actually. Feel even virtually with us. So I think that's one of the key secrets to share, and it's not very far from you. I mean, and you actually just did a cycling challenge
in Thailand. So Maureen and I, we went to Thailand and we did 500 kilometer charity bike ride. But we went a week early because we figured we needed to acclimatize and taper. So we went scuba diving a week earlier.
Wow, look at that.
So we had 2 weeks off the business. And you know what, Joey? My team, I joke that, but it's not really a joke. It's true. My team love it when I go away, because when I go away, I'm not like bombarding them with all my amazing shower ideas. Like I just wait until I get back and go, oh, we could do this, we could do that. So it's like this contrast between me not doing business at all for 2 weeks, and then when I come back, I'm feeling refreshed and I have ideas, and so I can still provide value to the business even though I'm not doing the operational side of it.
Which is the stakeholder role of your business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Where I can just be lying on my couch one day going, maybe I should interview Joey. He'd be cool.
Appreciate that. So, well, I think that concept of really calling ourselves not like the CEO or the part of the process. Because if you're going to be part of the cog, there's the growth of the business itself, the vision would not be fulfilled, or would not be, the pathway would not be created to the next years to come.
Yeah.
And which is on hindsight, you look at it now. I mean, people might call me or will actually see me on Strava. I'm actually cycling. No, but my brain is ticking. Brain is ticking to create more ideas out there and then implement that new idea. And I mean, I think probably on that Thailand ride that you did, there's so much more that you've accomplished. I mean, in terms in, you know what? What about this? What about that? Yeah. And here we are, right? We go back. I go back to the base camp. Okay, and I mean, as like a general would actually say, okay, let's see this strategy now in place we're gonna do, but I don't dictate everything. Okay,
yeah,
I make sure that everyone has a call to the strategy, because they're the ones gonna be implementing it.
Yes.
So, and yeah, you would realize from a set of idea that you have would actually flourish and would have multiple branches of, okay, you know what? I haven't seen it that way, but there's so much more we can actually execute. And then, okay, let's try this and then see how it works, tweak it back. Now we are serving a different segment of the business. So
yeah, that's amazing. And so for business owners who are sitting there considering getting a team member from the Philippines, what would you suggest to them?
Well, hire a VA or hire a techie, right? That's plain and simple.
Yeah.
Because why? That will give you life back.
Mm.
One way or another, it would actually improve one part of the business. It may not have all the solutions, okay? Oftentimes, 1% of improvement of one person, shall we say, depending on what scale of it is, right? A VA can actually, I mean, there are VAs who works really like a PA or EA, right? There are also VAs or let's say for us, I mean, very fortunate that we're still executing in a way that I don't have. You know what? I might hire one, okay? But... because the way we efficiently, strategize our work is, if the process is actually replicatable and let's say the improvement, or I've been exposed, or shall we say, I've been actually practicing, if you come across that Lean Six Sigma principle.
Yeah.
So there's always an improvement or muda, they call it, the waste, right? If you can eliminate the waste, okay, not that I'm saying that it's actually a waste of time, right?
Yeah.
A waste of valuable time that you can create more value to the business. Let somebody else do it. You'd be amazed. Somebody else actually has a better execution on that one.
Yeah, look, my team are so much better than me at so many things. On the odd occasion I do something for myself, I usually mess it up and they have to come and fix it for me. So I'm a big believer in, not only getting support, but getting support from people that are better than you at things. So, Joey, you've been really amazing today. You've got lots of insights. Like, I mean, in 4 years, you've grown your business from, you know, a husband and wife team to like this international team where you can, you know, spend 16 hours on a bike. So thank you so much. How can people contact you, Joey?
Well, they can reach me at topb.au. That's our website. So we also, they can also send our email or inquiries to takeoffs at topb.au. I will send that details to you. And LinkedIn.
Beautiful. So many cool ways to contact Joey. So Joey, final words.
Okay. Well, we all have the same 24 hours a day. I think I mentioned that. Briefly, right? Focusing on the ratio of value over time is the game changer for every business. Now, the only way that you could get to scale your business, not just to grow, right? Scale first before growing, shall I say, right? Scale in a way by using professionals like VAs or TEs that will give you to the next phase or next stage of your business. Doubling it, your capacity, would actually be a game changer. Freeing up your time, I think, is the most important thing that we should be doing as a business owner. So I think that's for me. If they want to, have a free consultation, shall we say, we only select, talk to a few, shall we say, or work with a few clients, not really... a thousand clients there, but we make sure that they are also on the right mindset, that they want to grow their business or they want to scale their business with using experts like us.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Joey. I appreciate having you on and I look forward to our next chat.
Thank you so much, Carmen.